I'm Daniela with Young Entertainment. It is so nice to have both of you, and we're just gonna dive right in. If you were to describe the prank in two truths and a lie, what would they be? And you guys can both answer.
Good question.
Two truths and a lie. Do you want to come up? We'll share one.
Okay.
Okay. You go with okay. The first truth.
Thrilling.
Wait. I don't know how two truths and a lie work.
So you pick. Okay. We have to pick.
It does. Okay. Okay. I'll say it's
thrilling.
Quirky.
Box office beating and comedic.
Okay.
Ooh.
Guess okay. What the lie is.
I'll say, which one's the lie?
I don't think we're going to beat a lot of the blockbusters in the box office.
Okay, no, that's fair. That's good. Okay, yeah.
Okay, should I do one?
Yeah, please. Go for it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Whatever comes to your gut.
Out in theaters, March 15th. Rita Moreno plays a very evil teacher, and we're siblings in it.
I love it. Everyone wants to know, what's the lie?
Siblings.
Yeah. Okay. Love it. Okay. So Ramona, what are three words that best describe Connor's character? And Connor, what are three words that best describe Ramona's character? And these are all truths. Don't worry about lying in this one.
Okay. Slacker. Just get there's two more. Boyle and heart.
Aww.
I like that.
Connor's character, Ben, is neurotic.
Good.
Perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And forgiving.
Aww.
I
was like, are you sure? I love it. Okay, so and both of you, if you had the opportunity to prank a celebrity, now we're talking of all time, a past celebrity, a celebrity that's currently alive, which celebrity would it be and how would you prank them?
These are good questions.
I'll prank Keith David, because he's really cool, and
you see, because now we're broadening it to any celebrity. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like any celebrity. Okay, can I just like say like someone that I want to meet, just because like in the action of me pranking them, I would get to meet them.
Yeah.
Is there any like deceased celebrities that you would like? A Michael Jackson would be cool. Like I'd go back in time and prank Michael Jackson for something.
Iconic, epic, yes. But what would you do for the prank?
Oh, good question. I haven't thought this out clearly. We're fumbling.
This
we're fumbling.
Going the, so the, well.
We're not great on our toes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. I know you are. Okay, wait. So, like, what would be okay? When I used to work at Starbucks, when I was a little barista, you know what I would do to my dad when he'd come in? This was awful, but you could take the espresso grounds and pretend that they were like brownies. And I'd be like, Dad, I got you a free brownie because, you know, I'm working. Because like, I have a little prankster at heart. So that would be my go-to prank. I don't know if that inspires anything in you.
Little, you know, small but impactful prank.
I'll give a short, really dumb story. What I would do when I was little is whenever my parents would be eating like almonds or something, I'd take them and I'd suck the salt off. And put it back. Yeah. So I could whip that out again.
That's so what I would do
to Michael Jackson. There you go.
Oh my God. Okay. To Michael Jackson. Okay. You know what? I like the sass behind that. That's powerful. Ramona, what about you?
I can't even think of a celebrity right now.
She's still stuck on the celebrity.
Okay, Lizzie is saying I need to wrap after this question. Are you sure, Ramona? No celebrities or pranks come to mind.
I will prank Oprah by giving her a free car instead of the other way around.
I love it. You know what else just came to mind? Maybe this is like the 90s baby and me, but Parent Trap, when they were doing like their prank wars and they'd wake up and like she put the bed on top of the cabin and then she like, because you've seen Parent Trap, you know what I'm talking about, right?
That era of prank, I don't think has been, I feel like 90s in the early 2000s were peak era.
Yeah, so good.
So good. Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with both of you, and we're so excited for all of your success.
Thank you so much. It was great meeting you.
Bye.